workers. What's your name?
Kathy.
And how long have you been at Farbest?
For 9 years.
And why Farbest?
You meet a lot of people from around the world, the different cultures and, you know, their backgrounds, and it's pretty interesting.
Apply at Farbest in Huntingburg, 4689 South, 400 West, or in the Industrial Park off Highway 41 in Vincennes, and online at farbestfoods.com. Farbest Foods is hiring.
Old Joe Donnelly keeps talking big on outsourcing. Here's Joe.
They want to pay $3 an hour in Mexico and then ship those products back to America to people who are making decent wages.
But Donnelly's own family business got caught outsourcing jobs to Mexico. And get this. According to job postings, workers at the Donnelly's Mexican factory got paid, you guessed it, $3 an hour. $3 an hour. Donnelly made up to $80,000 from his family business, lining his pockets while American jobs were outsourced to Mexico. So when Donnelly says this about outsourcing,
it's unpatriotic, it's shameful, and it's un-American.
Remember, he's talking about himself. Just say no to Mexico Joe Donnelly. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
As the season changes, your wardrobe must change as well. Tired of looking at last year's shoes? Come in and check out our new fall and winter styles coming in daily. From Atrex, Apex, Clarks, Sass, and New Balance, to Red Wing, Timberland, Tony Lama, and more, let us put a new look into your wardrobe and provide comfort and support to your feet as well. Hi, this is Tracy from Grunman's, 906 North 7th Street, Vincennes, where we've been making shoes and repairing shoes since 1929.
Hi folks, this is Tim Ellerman, your truly elected county commissioner. I've been around county politics for a long time. I thought I'd seen everything. I served 12 years as a council member, and I'm now in my first year as commissioner. You and I have been through some tough years and made some difficult decisions. Despite that I am not running, the Republican officials have chosen to attack me personally and professionally. I've done nothing against you. I've done nothing against anybody in county government. Their attacks are lies. Stop the smear campaign.
Paid for by Tim Ellerman.
This is Bill from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. October is Bill Ford Tough Month, but it is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And as a Ford dealer, I'm proud to display the blue Ford Oval, but this month I am also proud to support the color pink and to raise awareness about breast cancer. It's October, Built Ford Tough Month, and Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So drive one, and don't forget to check on the girls. Just a little reminder from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Bill Dobson
Ford! Save money and time by shopping with TOC Direct Mail. It comes to your mailbox every week and includes great buys on what you need and what you want. Look for TOC Direct in your mailbox this week.
Here's another community announcement on WAOV. A live stage presentation of the Rocky Horror Show will be presented for four performances over 3 days, October 25th, 26th, and 27th. Showtime each night at 7 o'clock with a special 10 p.m. show also on October the 26th. Tickets are on sale now. $12 for adults, $7 for seniors, and $5 for non-VU students. More information by calling 812-888-4039.
Your forecast is brought to you by Percoline Gardens. Mark your calendar for the annual holiday open house on Saturday, November 3rd from 10 till 5 with discounts, sampling, and Santa will be there from noon till 2 for photos. It's Percoline Gardens Holiday Open House, Saturday, November 3rd, North 6th Street, Vincennes.
The 97.7 WAOB forecast. Now we're looking for a chance of rain early, then cloudy, high near 53. Tonight, widespread frost overnight, otherwise partly cloudy, low 35, high of 55. Mostly sunny skies on Tuesday, 57 Wednesday, and 55 on Thursday. Join us right here for Knox County Today, every weekday morning at 10. It's Knox County Today, right here on your home for news, talk, and sports, 97.7 WAOB.
Welcome to Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. Greg grew up in the furniture business, officially joined Grizzly & Son Furniture back in 1974. He's co-authored a book entitled Preview, won the Century Furniture Outstanding Designer Award. Greg was named to Who's Who in the World and joined Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery in 2013. And he's on the radio every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here at 97.7 FM, WAOV.
And good afternoon. It's Ask the Designer Show here on Mondays at the 3 o'clock hour. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company Radio Stations, and we're so glad to have you here. I'm joined by my buddy, Greg Risley of Regal Furniture. Greg, how you doing today?
Just fantastic, Cher.
Wonderful, wonderful. Another fun day on the books for us.
I mean, oh, yeah.
As you walked in the door, you were excited. You told me it was going to be a show I couldn't... Yep. Couldn't pass up, so
it'll
I'm excited.
It'll be a fun show. Fun show.
Well, they're all fun.
And that's true. You know, we do. We have a good time.
We do. Sometimes we just have a little more fun than others. But
Because people mention it. You know, they go, it sounds like you two really have a good time. And I tell them, I said, we really do.
We do.
You know, I started doing this show, you know, over a year ago. When we started, I was really nervous and steady. And I found out that it's just best to have some notes and talk off the top of your head.
It is.
About fun things and new things going on, and we got some new exciting things going on today, and
awesome.
We're gonna have a good time. Like always,
exactly. As Greg mentioned, we're here each Monday on the 3 o'clock live local hour for the Ask the Designer Show, and you can tune in a couple of different ways. You can tune in at 97.7 FM AM 1450, or go to newsknoxcounty.com, click on the Ask the Designer logo, and then when you get to our page, you can click the Listen Live button and tune in and listen to us. But what else you can do at that page is you can listen to previous shows.
Right.
Because, of course, we always have delicious recipes, and we kind of go through them quick at the end of the show. So if you aren't able to jot down the whole recipe, don't worry. You can always go back and pick it up. But you can also submit questions to us that you might have about furniture, decorating, designing, planning, party planning. It's getting to be a busy holiday season. Greg has lots of information to share with us. And so send in your ideas, suggestions. You can do that there on the page. You can call into the station here at 812-882-6060 and ask for me. You can email me at cherelliott@originalcompany.com, or you can get a hold of Greg, and Greg, let us know how we can get a hold of you.
They can call Regal Furniture, 812-886-4444, or they can send me an email at gregr@regalfurnituregallery.com. They can also come in the store, but if they're going to come in the store, they might want to call, make sure I'm there, because I may be out measuring a house or measuring windows for blinds and window treatments and things. So you might want to just double check, and if you particularly want to see me, it's best to make an appointment.
Yeah. And making an appointment, there's no charge for that. And
Nope. House calls have a charge, but it just more or less covers, you know, the expense on a car or vehicle.
Sure. But if they want to stop by, they can do that there at the store.
They can come in and talk to me.
And you also are really good about accommodating schedules, because as we know, not everybody works 8 to 5.
Right.
So if they give you a call in advance, you're willing to stay there at the store late and help
them. I'm going to meet people tonight after work, you know, so I do that quite often, because both people work and they both want to be involved in the house and talking about the house. And, you know, maybe it's hard for the man to get in and try out a chair and stuff and the wife can pick out everything else, but a man wants to pick out his own chair.
That's right.
I do too. I can totally relate to that, and I'm happy to stay or meet him at a time that's convenient for the two of them.
Very good.
Works out well.
Yeah. And as we mentioned, Regal Furniture, you can come to the store, and it's located where?
102 North 4th Street here in Vincennes. Big red awning all the way around the outside. We're kind of easy to find.
Yes, lots of pretty stuff in the windows.
Right now, there's naked Christmas trees in the window.
Yeah. Oh, well, that leads us into another hot topic there for you guys.
November 9th and 10th is going to be Christmas open house.
And, of course, if you've never experienced a Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery Christmas open house, it's something
you don't want
to forget.
That's right. It's time you did.
Put it on your calendars, the 9th and the 10th. And that's 9 to 5 each day.
9 to 5 each day.
And, of course, there will be some delicious goodies that Greg will bake and have there in the store for you to sample while you're checking it all out.
We'll have some of that. And we're going to do some things a little different this year.
Uh-oh.
We're going to have some candies and things spread out through the store so that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just going to be a little more casual this year.
Very nice. Very nice. But you've been working on this Christmas open house since spring.
January 7th.
Oh, well.
Exactly.
Oh, my. Even earlier.
Well, that's when I went to market to buy everything for Christmas.
Right. That's right. That
is
right.
We go every January.
Yeah. So you're starting to get shipments in.
No, everything's there. Everything's in now.
So you said...
We opened up the Christmas trees. Yep, we opened up the Christmas trees today. Some of them aren't stretched out yet.
They got to breathe so they can get ready to decorate.
We're working on them.
And that's one of the really neat things I think about your trees. I don't know if people realize this or not, but the trees can be purchased, just the tree.
Right.
It can be the tree and fully decorated.
Right.
Or you can just purchase some of the ornaments on the tree as well.
Right. Exactly.
And if you buy one of the fully decorated trees, this is really cool. What I'd have to do is, because I can never make it look the same, is you'll take it apart, bring it to the home, reassemble, and fully decorate it.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I've been doing this for some people for over 20 years. We put up their trees for them every year.
Oh, my goodness. That is awesome. Now, me, I love to decorate. I love the excitement of getting everything out and putting it all up and fluffing, and everything looks really good. What I'm not really good about is when it's time to take it all down and you have to drag everything back out and wrap it up and put it in the storage totes and take it back and store it away. If I could just hire somebody to do that for me, I'd be so much better off.
Well, that's a possibility.
See,
never say never.
That's what I thought. Now, the trees, you'll even store trees for customers?
Right, we store trees for some of our customers.
So even if you run out of room, if you want one of these big, beautiful trees that maybe is too much for your storage space,
right,
Regal Furniture can store it for you as well.
Right, we do that.
That's
so
pretty awesome.
You know, we try to accommodate our customers any way possible, so...
That is true. You guys are very accommodating. I know from my personal experience and what I've seen while I've been in the store that you and the girls are fantastic. We're working with the customers about showing them different options and just helping them envision what look that they're trying to get together. So it's really neat, and the customer service is impeccable there at Regal Furniture. Whether it's in the gift gallery, Christmas, furniture, it doesn't matter. Everybody there does a great job with the clients.
We try real hard. We try real hard.
Wonderful, wonderful. So the windows for the Christmas display, are they covered, or are any hints on what they might be?
Nope. No hints.
I'm going to wear you down. I'm going to get a hint from you yet. So.
You'll get to see it Friday morning when we do the remote.
I know. But Greg, you know me. I got to see it now. It's so neat. It will
blow you away, Cher. I promise.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'll have to wait like everybody else. So. But believe it or not, it's time for our first break. So we're going to take our break. And when we come back, we're going to chat about decorating for Halloween.
Yeah.
Because before Christmas
is
Thanksgiving and Halloween.
Right.
So let's...
We got some Halloween ideas for you today.
Awesome. All right. Well, stay tuned.
Remembrance in a difficult time is easier when you trust Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has memorial gifts to send to your friend or family in their time of loss, including angels, memory boxes, wind chimes, and crosses. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery provides free local delivery, so call 812-886-4444. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bustrin Streets, Vincennes.
I am the one who resists the tug of popular sentiment.
The Rush Limbaugh radio program.
Greetings, my friends. Great to have you here. Rush Limbaugh, the most listened to radio talk show in America.
Where freedom is our number one priority.
I love this country so much. I love the American people so much. I want this to be the greatest damn place on earth forever.
Tune in to Rush Limbaugh right here on WAOB.
Here at News Talk WAOV, we try to keep you up to date on what's going on around the city of Vincennes. And we continue that effort with live coverage of Vincennes City Council meetings broadcast in their entirety on the second and fourth Mondays of each month at 6 on News Talk WAOV. So when you want to find out what's going on around the city of Vincennes and the things that affect you, listen every second and fourth Monday starting at 6 for live coverage of Vincennes City Council on WAOV.
What I remember most is the loneliness I felt, the separation from other people. At the end, drinking was no fun for me. Since I've started to attend AA meetings, the greatest gift is that I've become reconnected. I'm part of life again. I really like myself, and that's wonderful. AA is a miracle in my life. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up.
Go to newsknoxcounty.com for information.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM AM 1450 WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott, and thanks for tuning in. Greg, we've been talking about the holidays, but
right,
before we get to Christmas, let's back up the bus here and let's talk about Halloween.
All right. You know, a lot of our old homes here in Vincennes have just a natural spooky look about them.
Yeah.
Some of the old Victorian homes and everything. So, you know, they don't have to do as much as maybe other people do, you know. You get some, you know, a muted palette like that and, mm-hmm, you know, put some bare twigs in the urns and get some dried corn stalks and some bales of straw and string around. It can look pretty deserted and pretty spooky without doing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to do something really neat, okay, I really like this idea that I read about using old sunflowers. You know, sunflowers are dying now and kind of decrepit looking, and you know, they said put those sunflowers in with your corn stalks and stand them up in the yard and stuff. So it looks like you've got dying flowers in your yard, you know.
Ooh,
and
that's kind of
a good idea, you know.
That's a neat new twist on a tried and true fall decoration.
Or any of your, you know, your things from your garden that's kind of dried up and getting blown away, and you know, put those in pots and put them in your front yard, or you know, put them in some terracotta pots.
Yeah.
You know, just stick them down in some sand. And
yeah,
you know, some people have spots in their yard where they can pull out a plant.
Right.
That's in a pot. And so, you know, that'd be a good place to put that, you know. And then of course, you know, it's always good. You can work in some pumpkins and gourds.
Right.
You know, along with your idea. Now, if you can't, you know, if you want, you can even get some fluorescent spray paint.
Oh.
And you can dabble around with that on some of your corn stalks and decaying sunflowers and things. And then they kind of glow in the dark, and that's really spooky. You know,
is a good idea.
And see these, you know, particularly if they're dead flowers, you can line them up in some clay pots and spray them with fluorescent paint so they glow in the dark. And then, you know, when people go by, they see these flower ghosts in your front yard.
Very neat. Very neat. Yeah, that does. Glow-in-the-dark stuff is getting really popular with painting the pumpkins. I know the new little craft shop downtown, they had some of that. So that's really neat way to do your pumpkins.
And the new thing is, you know, with painting pumpkins, instead of doing the carving and stuff, it's painting them. I saw one not too long ago where they painted a small pumpkin like a head and put red eyes on it. Then they stuck it on the stem of a bigger pumpkin and painted the grooves to look like legs. It looked like a giant spider.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
That is a really neat idea.
Yeah. And then, you know, if you want to, you can take some red paint and drip it over a gourd like it's bleeding.
Oh, yeah.
Where there's fresh, you know, fresh blood there.
Yeah.
Black and white pumpkins are really neat this year. That's kind of a new thing.
Oh.
Paint them white and then drizzle black on them.
Very
or
neat.
Draw circles on them. You know, you can even dip small ones entirely in paint if you want.
Yeah.
Now, just remember, if you paint your pumpkins, though, at the end of the season, you need to dispose of them. in the garbage rather than in the green bin or compost pile because the paint is toxic. So right. If you use non-toxic paint, then you can still compost it, but you want to be careful about that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, not like when you carve the pumpkin into a jack-o'-lantern, you know, when it's all mushy and everything, it's perfect for the compost pile, but not with the paint.
Have you ever heard of trypophobia?
Is that the fear of spiders?
No, it's the fear of clusters of small holes.
Wow.
Didn't even know that existed.
No.
But now they're doing, they said, cut small holes in your, multiple small holes in your pumpkin.
Uh-huh.
Because people with trypophobia drives them crazy.
Interesting,
so,
interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
I had never heard of that, but that's...
And it's easy to do because you just use drills, a drill bit.
Oh, yeah,
different sizes.
Yeah, there you go.
So you can, you know, make that holy pumpkin to scare those people with.
There you go. That's a good idea. Easy enough.
Of course... Colors are neat to use. Ghostly silver and purple black can look really spooky. You can do, you in a container, you can do some plants that are purples and blacks. You know, like purple coleus.
Yes.
You know, you could put some of that in a pot, put some black tree limbs with it, you know.
Very nice.
And make it really spooky. You can even go a step further, you know, buy you some eyeballs at a little fright shop, you know, and stick that in an arrangement of rocks or spheres that you might have inside the house. And so when you look at it, there's an eyeball looking back at you.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Yeah. If ping pong balls would make great, you know, eyes.
Yes, they would. You could hide those and
put a little black on there for the center. Yeah. Stick those around and definitely you would be catch somebody's eye.
Right.
I'm not a big fright person. I am scared of my own shadow most days. But around my house, things are a little different now. And so they're all into the scare tactic. And, oh, my goodness, it's crazy. I jump all the time. But these are some really good ideas of things that I might need to sneak around and hide at the house and get them back. So I'm taking notes over here.
Okay. Now, you can, before you put your lawn furniture up, kind of make yourself a spooky sitting area out of it, you know, like over in the bushes, kind of pull the bushes back, tie them open or something, put a chair and seat in there, maybe even put a scarecrow there or a skeleton.
Oh, yeah.
You know, or you could hang some skeleton heads from your porch beams and things like that. That's always good and scary. And then, of course, there's the Gothic elements that you see, tombstones and arches and things that you can buy, the styrofoam and stuff, and put in your front yard. But don't forget to decorate them with unusual plants and things that are dying. That just adds to the macabre and the difference in the thing.
A little more death to it.
Right, right. A lot of people have things that vine that in their, like on their garden walls or in their gardens and stuff, things that vine. You can take some of those vines and when you tear them down, tie them into bundles and tie them underneath the edge of your roof. And you can kind of make it look like you've got all these vines hanging down the front of your
overtaking the house.
And so that kind of makes that spooky. Entrance area, you know. Of course, I've always enjoyed Halloween because when my boys were growing up, I'd always dress like Dracula on Halloween night and answer the door as Dracula.
Oh.
Of course, sometimes the little kids got scared more than they scared me.
There you go.
But it was always kind of interesting to do that, you know. So. If you've got a scarecrow in your garden, it's really easy. Pull the head off you got on your scarecrow and add a fake skull to it. That's a neat touch
That's a
neat touch for Halloween.
Those are some pretty easy ideas.
And add a cape to your scarecrow. That's always a spooky object, you know.
A black cape, not like a Superman cape or anything like that.
No,
okay.
No.
All right.
Or you could add a white shroud to him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Big piece of cheesecloth and kind of tear it up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good, too.
Of course, you know, everybody, I think, knows to use cotton batting and stretch it out and make it look like cobwebs and put it on your bushes and stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's
anyway, there's some new ideas about doing things, you know, the painted pumpkins and, you know, things. Use, you know, just kind of let your imagination go and figure out what you've got in the back that you can use, that you can tie up or tie together or bunch together. And, you know, particularly with gardens and everything kind of dying down now, you've got some stuff that you're going to have to pull up and get rid of
right,
anyway.
Right.
So now's the perfect time to do it and put it in the front yard and you know, make it a ghostly abundance of, you know, flora. So.
There you go. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's stuff you're going to have to clean up anyway. So have a little fun with it before you have to
before you pitch it. Yeah. Exactly.
There you go. There you go. So you said Halloween was your favorite time of year. Did you have your place decorated creepy and spooky for the kids as they came to the door to meet Dracula?
Yeah, we always had something on the front. And I always put a green light bulb in the in the lamp on the porch.
Yeah.
Because it gives you kind of a spooky
little
color.
Eerie. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And still have light, yeah. You know, because if you put a black in there, it'd just be so dark you really
right.
couldn't see. But green gives you some light, but yet it makes it a little creepy, spooky looking.
Right. And it's always good, you know, if you got a little, if you've got a speaker that you can set on the porch from inside.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know, you got some spooky music going.
There you go.
Moans and groans.
Oh, yeah. And you can
screams.
Download that stuff from the internet now
yeah.
or YouTube.
Probably
or,
just put it on your iPhone. And
yeah, yeah. Download it from YouTube or whatever and have some really creepy music. Do you have any don't do's for Halloween decorating? Is there anything somebody shouldn't do?
Yeah, a lot of times people think it's neat to spread stuff around on their porch and everything, leaves and, you know,
mm-hmm.
this. But if it's rainy, it can be slippery. So
oh, that's
you
right.
want to be careful that you're not creating a problem for people to walk on. And you have to remember, a lot of the kids, you know, they can't see very good out of those masks and costumes.
Right.
So you need to make your light your walkway pretty good so they can see to get in and out so they don't stumble and fall
and keep a clear path.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure your steps are clear and easy to see, and you know, you can always put some candles and bags out for
right.
Halloween night, so you've got some ambient light out there for them so they see their steps there.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think about the, you know, and it's just the natural too right now. The leaves will really be starting to fall with these cooler temps and
right.
you know, near freezing temps at night, we're going to start seeing them change color quickly and falling. And of course, you know, around here in the Midwest, Halloween most of the time is cool and rainy, so we definitely want to make sure those steps are cleared off
right.
and the pathways are well,
well
lit.
You don't want mom and dad to take the kids to slip and fall.
All right, right. You want them to have fun. You don't
right.
want a trip to the ER. So
right.
All right, well, it's time for another break. And when we come back, we'll continue talking about...
We're going to talk about color when we come back.
Oh, all right, exciting.
We're going to switch gears. We're going to talk about color today a little bit.
Good, good, good. All right, stay tuned.
I'm Tom. The Vincennes Police Department has received several complaints about a man in the area around Gregg Park approaching children. The reports say the white male has a white beard and is possibly in his 50s. The man approached two separate children, both males, over the age of 10, and attempted to get them into his vehicle. When the children refused, he attempted to grab the children, who were able to get away. The man's vehicle described as a silver or tan-colored SUV. Anyone with information on the man should call Vincennes Police. A Washington man was returned to Knox County this morning to face a warrant for failure to appear. 36-year-old Detrick Doe was originally charged with false informing. He was arrested in Davies County and then returned to Knox County to face the warrant. The failure to appear charge was on a case first filed late last month out of Knox Superior Court 2. Doe was booked into the Knox County Jail. Knox County Sheriff Mike Boris is praising the work of his school resource officers, or SROs. The SROs work with kids in the schools as well as watch for problems from both within and without the school's walls. More news at NewsKnoxCounty.com. WALB News. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Monday Closing Farm Market Report, Green Inc. And the update is brought to you by IOM Grain, helping you eliminate the stress created by the cash market by raising high-quality non-GMO food-grade soybeans for IOM Grain. 260-726-6224. Good NOPA crush, possible weather-related crop losses and harvest delays, and possible trade talks next month all lent support to beans today, and corn and wheat followed higher. Deese corn went to 377 and a quarter, up 3.5. March 389 up 3.25, May up 3.25 at 396, 24 points higher. Novi beans 891.5, January 906 up 24.25, March 918 up 23.5, and up 7.5 on December wheat 524.75. Also strong livestock, December live cattle 117.97 up $1.80, and lean hogs 56.75 up 175. I'm Andy Eubank. Who's your Ag Today? Indiana's Farm Network.
Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery offers in-home design appointments, not just for furniture, but to design and decorate your windows as well. Blinds, shades, valances, drapes. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has the latest materials and patterns available. Each room and window is unique, so call Greg at Regal Furniture today, 812-886-4444. And be sure your windows are dressed to impress. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bessarin Streets, Vincennes.
North Knox and Vincennes Lincoln prepare for volleyball regionals. I'm Tom Lee with the WAOV Radio Sports Beat. Vincennes Lincoln will get into the court in Central Regional coming up on Saturday. The Lady Alices won their first volleyball sectional since 1992 with a win over Sullivan. They'll play 27-5 Evansville Memorial at noon on Saturday at court in Central. North Knox punched their ticket for a volleyball regional with a 3-0 win over Eastern Green in the title match of the Eastern Green 2A Regional. Saturday night, 23-10 Lady Warriors take on 27-9 New Albany-based Christian Academy of Indiana. That'll be at 10 a.m. in semifinal action at the Forest Park 2A Regional. Some area high school cross-country runners kept their seasons alive with strong showings at Pike Central. South Knox boys and girls move on to semi-state. Both finished in third. Parker Mullins of Vincennes Lincoln qualified on an individual basis with a 10th place finish at the regional. That's a check of sports. I'm Tom Lee, WAOV Sports. Here's another community announcement from 97.7 WAOV. A haunted house will be held at 7338 North Alexander Street near Bicknell. That'll be October the 20th, the 26th, and 27th, each night from 7 to 11. There'll be a co-ed softball tournament also in the Northside Park, October the 27th, starting at 8 a.m., and a car and bike show at Hooper Field on October the 27th. Bicknell officials ask you to come out and have a good time at all these events. The 97.7 WAOV forecast. Now we're looking for a chance of rain early, then cloudy, high near 53. Tonight, widespread frost overnight, otherwise partly cloudy, low 35, high of 55. Mostly sunny skies on Tuesday, 57 Wednesday, and 55 on Thursday. Join us right here for Knox County Today, every weekday morning at 10. It's Knox County Today, right here on your home for news, talk, and sports, 97.7 WAOV.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company Radio Stations, and thanks so much for tuning in today. We appreciate having you here for the Ask the Designer show. And Greg, we have so much fun here on Mondays.
That we do.
And we're having a lot of fun talking about Halloween and decorating and some pranks, and you just told a really good story, and, you know, I was even a little bit nervous here, and that happened years ago, so I don't know that I could hang with you and all of that. That's I'm afraid of my own shadow most days, so it's but it's fun. A lot of people love Halloween and getting it hyped up. But before we get back into that, you've got a special event coming up this Saturday,
yeah,
along with several other men of Knox County.
100 Men Who Cook is this Saturday at 6 o'clock, I believe, out at, I love it when my mind goes blank.
It's at Green Activity Center, correct?
No.
No?
It's out at...
Highland Woods.
Yes, Highland
That's
Woods
right.
this year. And
That's
they've
right.
got tables so people will be able to get their snacks and sit down and eat. It's going to be very, very nice, you know. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the money this year goes to benefit the YMCA. And, you know, you can go to 100menwhocook.com and find my name on there and leave me a tip for the cook-off. So,
very nice.
You know, I would appreciate if people do that. And all the money goes to benefit the Y. We're going to be serving chocolate-covered strawberry cheesecake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm, that was some delicious sampling that I got to partake in.
Yeah, you got a sneak peek at that
I
had to make a test batch to see if it was going to work and how it was going to work.
Gosh darn it, so. You had to do a test batch. And yeah. I hated that I had to sample those. I mean, it was tough, but, you know, I'll do anything for a friend like you, Greg. So.
Well, we got 100% thumbs up on our chocolate-covered strawberry cheesecake. So.
Absolutely.
You'll have to come out and try it.
Yeah. And like you said, it's a great opportunity to help support the YMCA and keeping those scholarships available for students in need.
And I'm sure they'll have some wonderful auctions like they did 2 years ago. And, you know, there were some really nice vacations they auctioned off. And
very nice.
Really nice things that were available that night. So, you know, I hope everybody comes out and supports the Y project this year and support the 100 Men Who Cook. You know, this is something. And I think, you know, at last count, Tina told me they had 100 men this time.
Awesome. That'll be the first time that Knox County's been able to do that, right?
I was only involved with it 2 years ago, but I know we didn't have 100 2 years ago. But this year we have 100, I believe. So
very exciting and great of the community to come out and support that. So be sure if you do not have plans already on Saturday to check that out and help support the YMCA.
And we might say if they have any questions about 100 Men Who Cook, the Old National Bank sponsors this. So they could call the Old National Bank if they have questions. I'm sure they'd be glad to answer them for them.
Very true. Very true. All right. So we've been talking about Halloween and decorating, and we've got some good ideas on how to creep some people out. So what other good tips do you have for decorating for the holidays?
Well, we're going to talk about color. A lot of people this time of year get the idea, well, you know, the living room's a little drab. We probably need a new coat of paint or this or that. So we're going to talk about color and how to pick colors out, because a lot of people have trouble with that. And the first thing is, just because you like that color doesn't mean you'd like to live with it, like on all four walls.
Yeah, like Barbie pink or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or orchid or you know, some of the kids, you know, years ago were wild about purple. And they wanted purple walls in their bedrooms and stuff.
Yeah, we had purple too.
And, you know, that wasn't a good thing either. You know, you got real tired of it real quick.
Yes, you do.
So you want to think about what mood or what activity goes on in this room.
Okay.
If you want it to be cheery and real perky, and then you want to use a lot of color. If you want it to be cozy and relaxing, then you want to use maybe some deeper hues of color tones. Doesn't mean you have to be dark brown and black, but you want to use some softer hues that aren't quite as strong as some of the brights that people use. So
yeah.
Consider, you know, what room it is and then how much light you get, because the amount of sunlight you get changes color a lot. So
that's true.
If you get a lot of sunlight, you have to be a little careful about the colors. And if you get a lot of sunlight in a room that's already warm, you're going to make it seem warmer if you use brighter colors. So remember that you don't want to artificially make that room hot.
Mm-hmm.
We want it to be cool and hot in decor, but we don't want it to make you feel hot because of the
boldness of the color.
Right, because of the boldness of the color.
Do you think people pick color sometimes based on the time of year? Like right now, do you see people that pick more fall earthy tones this time of year because they're it's because of this, or do you think it's
no,
in the spring maybe do they pick more pastels because of the
they'll usually do brighter colors going into spring and summer
because
they want to lift. They've had the winter, the drab winter that we have in Indiana, so you know, they may want to go, but that's the time when it's really critical, because usually they pick too bright color. You know.
Yeah, that can happen pretty easy.
And of course, you know, we know that nature is the best source for color because we all enjoy nature. We enjoy the green of the trees and the leaves and the grass. You know, we enjoy the blue of water. We mm-hmm. enjoy the blue in the sky. You know, that if you use some of your natural tones that's found in the hills and the rocks and browns and beiges and, you know, those are things that are always easy to live with. You don't have mm-hmm. to worry about getting tired of it or having to use two coats of kills to get the pink color going. You know?
Yeah, I know how that goes.
So, but, you know, sometimes you can choose color and take a hue from a color you already like, you know, okay. things like that. So the Sherwin-Williams has a new little gadget. Now they've got a new app that you can actually take a picture of your room and then go to their color samples and pick out a color sample and click on your room and it'll paint the walls in your room that color. You can get a visual of what it looks like with the paint on the wall. So
neat. I'm going to have to check that out. That sounds fun.
It's fun. It's interesting. It takes a little bit of practice to get it to work right because a lot of times you'll paint part of the furniture when you click that color in. But you can erase it. There's an eraser on there. You can erase it off the furniture.
I struggle coloring, so I can imagine what, with crayons and paper, I can imagine what I'll be like with that.
It's really not too bad. So, and then they've got a new little gizmo, and I just ordered one today. It's about the size of a tin like you used to get film in.
Oh, uh-huh.
You know, mm-hmm. and you get an app on your phone with that, and you take the lid off of that and set it on a fabric or a color that you want to copy or match, and click your phone. And it'll bring up the Sherwin-Williams color that's the closest match to that color.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that is interesting. That is a neat little tool for you. It'll be very helpful if you're wanting to match.
Yeah, I just ordered one. And the gals out at Sherwin-Williams told me it works really, really well. So it'll be fun to experiment with that. And you know, I'll have it next week. So, you know, if you're having trouble with color, you know, and you want to, you know, do that little snap program, you know, we can come to the house and help you with that. So,
well, that's fun.
I load it to my iPad rather than my phone because it's bigger and easier to see.
That's easier, yeah.
You know, so on a phone, it's kind of small. It's still doable, but it's a little better. You know, and when you're choosing colors, you don't have to make a color you want to accent necessarily the all four walls.
Okay.
For example, a lot of times you may take a color out of a painting that you really like and do an accent chair in that color. Or like a dining room, you could do dining room chairs in that color, but do the wall neutral. Your painting's got a lot of colors. Say it's an abstract paint, it's got some red in it. You can put red chairs around the dining room table. Oh. And that's enough of that. That way you don't have to live with the red all around you.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. And you can just as easily change the upholstery on those chairs as anything. It's probably easier to do that than to paint the walls with as many times.
Well, the thing about it is if it's a painting that you like, you're probably going to keep those red chairs for a while.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're going to take that accent color out, then you can change your other color, your wall colors to any color that's in that painting.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, it'll be ready the next time you decide to get a new accent color. That's a neutral and it'll last.
Right.
You're good to go with that.
Now, if you've chosen some colors, where should you use them? You know, that's always a quandary. Would I do all the walls, one wall, whatever? The other thing is, after you choose your colors, you want to decide about your budget. Because if your budget is we paint the walls only once every 10 years, you don't want to use any trendy colors because by the time your budget comes around to paint that room again, you're going to be real tired of that trendy color. And everybody's going to look at that room and go, well, they did this in 2012 or 2018 or whenever.
Yes.
So you want to be real careful about those trendy colors. It sets a date for when you've done it. So, you know. And you can use a trendy color if you like, if that's really something you enjoy. you know, there's no sin in that. Just remember that you need to work on your budget. And yeah. 3 years, you're probably going to want to change it.
Well, and like you mentioned earlier, even if you just do an accent wall on that, that's something that's affordable that you can update every couple of years if need be, because you don't have that big of an investment. But you still have the neat boldness of that wall and that unique color. And it goes well, you know, like you mentioned, with the painting and everything else. And it gives that pop to that. And it's not a huge investment.
Right. Where if you do your sofa in a color like that, then that's a big investment to change that color in your sofa.
Yeah.
You know,
go with the throw pillows or the rug or, you know, something
else. Exactly. You're learning.
I am. I do pay attention. I do. All right. Well, it's time for our last break. Gosh.
Okay.
The clock just goes so quickly when we're in here. So stay tuned. We'll finish up this conversation on freshening up colors in this time of year. And hopefully Greg has a delicious recipe for us again.
I got a recipe for you.
All right. We'll be back shortly. Stay tuned.
Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available, or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the freedom process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 844-909-2200. That's 844-909-2200. 844-909-2200. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
Worse than a liar is a lying hypocrite. Meet Mike Braun. He just can't stop lying about the Chinese imports he sells online. When asked in a debate where the products are made, Braun replied,
"We buy their products. I don't know where they get them made. We distribute them."
But then Braun went on TV bragging his auto parts are made in America. Come on. The truth is right on the box of car parts Mike Braun sells, labeled Made in China. And Braun's company website has a button that translates English to Chinese. No wonder Braun supports tax breaks for corporations that ship jobs overseas. So next time you hear Mike Braun lie about his Chinese imports, just remember, Mike Braun's all about making millions for himself and lying to you. Paid for by SMP, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. SenateMajority.com, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has gifts for moms, dads, sisters, teachers, friends. Gifts for everyone, for every occasion, in every price point. Rugs, pictures, plaques, you can even decorate and stock your kitchen at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Call 812-886-4444 and your gift will be wrapped and ready when you stop in. Regal Furniture and Gallery, 4th and Western Streets, Vincennes.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM AM 1450 WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott, and thanks so much for tuning in. It's our final segment here on the Ask the Designer show for today, and we're so glad that you were able to tune in and listen. We do hear out in the community from some of our listeners, and we are so appreciative of that. And if you listen to us and you have a topic you'd like to hear discussed or a question, please be sure and get with us and let us know. You can go to newsknoxcounty.com and click on the Ask the Designer logo. And when you go to our page, there's a little form at the bottom where you can submit your question or topic for discussion. We'd love to hear from you. So today, though, we've been talking about decorating for Halloween and freshening up colors for this time of year, ideas to keep in mind. So any final tips, Greg, that you have
on the colors?
On the colors, yes.
Well, you know, it used to be we painted a house all the same all the way through. Now we're kind of going back to where you've got some different colors and different rooms. The key to making that work is to have one tone that follows through the house. Like maybe all the carpets beige or gray.
Okay.
Then you can change your walls in different rooms.
Okay.
You know, it used to be we always did beige carpet and beige walls. Mm-hmm. And everything was very, very bland. They didn't work with anything. And it was a good thing for a long time. But now people are wanting to use more color. So
yeah,
you can do, you know, that is one way to use more color. Also, some colors are more naturally usable than others.
Okay.
Okay, like if you take a basic colonial blue occasional chair,
mm-hmm.
that's going to fit in with most color schemes. It goes okay. with browns, grays, neutrals. You know, it's sure. never wrong. And, you know, so that can work really well. Now, an orange chair
yeah. mm-hmm.
may not be as versatile as that nice medium blue.
Sure.
So, you know, think about your color palette and what your house is like. And, you know, some people want to change colors from room to room, and that's fine. But remember, keep one unifying theme running through, either in the flooring, the carpeting, something that is the same in every room, you know. You don't want to make it feel like it, you know, like you've got all primary colors in there.
Sure.
It's like, you know, it gets real busy real yeah. quick.
Could keeping that same piece throughout the house, could it be your trim? Could you have all your trim
yeah.
white or black or dark wood or something?
Right. Yeah.
But that consistency would be the trim work as opposed
right.
to the flooring because, you know, I've been house shopping and some of the houses are all carpet, some are all wood, but sometimes you see both. Mm-hmm. used in, and it looks great, but, you know, keeping that consistent flow, the only thing I could think of would be the trim work, keeping it all, you know.
Well, if your carpet's neutral and your wood floor's neutral, you're okay.
Okay.
Because, see, you're keeping a neutral going there. You know, a neutral
okay.
wood floor would be brown.
Sure.
You know, your carpet, a beige or even a gray would work because, you know, some of the brown tones have some grays in them now.
Mm-hmm.
So you're seeing some hardwood looks that have some gray in it. As long as you're in that same zone, you know, you're probably fine.
Okay.
You know, just limit it to you only the woodwork. If you've got really striking woodwork in an older home that's big woodwork and it's visible
mm-hmm.
all the way through, it would probably work. But if you're in a ranch-style home, it's not going to work. If you've got ranch casing and little small casing around,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to see that flow through, you know, the way you would with the other. And then,
sure.
you know, there, then the, you know, then the important thing that you said today is, you know, use accent colors, use pillows, flowers, lamps, things that are easy to change
mm-hmm.
for those brighter and stronger tones. And then, of course, this is a little quiz for you.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Okay. Now, what do you pick out first if you're wanting to redo if you're going to redo a room chair?
You always start with the couch.
That's right. You start yes. with the sofa.
Yes.
And you want to get those fabrics together before you pick a paint color. Because you can, like when we talked about carpeting
right.
on a previous show, you can pick out a paint color that you'll never find anything to go
That's
with,
right.
just like you can carpet. So, you know, remember to kind of get your whole thing going and know what you're wanting to do so that you don't get, you know, don't paint yourself into a corner, so to speak.
Exactly. Literally and figuratively. So,
right. Literally and figuratively.
Awesome. All right. Well, we're nearing down on time here, and you've not given me a hint all show about what this recipe is,
nope.
so I'm dying to know. What's today's recipe?
This is apple pie, and it's a real interesting recipe. 2.5 pounds of apples peeled and cored and cut into wedges. Like 5 large Honeycrisp would make 2.5 pounds of apples that way,
just
to give you a rule of thumb.
Yeah, because I was thinking 2.5 pounds, that's a lot of peeling and coring, but 5, you put it in a number like 5.
Yeah, well, 5 big apples.
That's manageable.
Right. And so then you use 2 tablespoons of unsalted butter, 1/4 teaspoon of ground allspice, 1/2 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon of kosher salt. And kosher salt, you know, is a bigger grain. It's a coarser ground type of salt. I think it gives things a different flavor. I use it a lot to, you know, on my meats and so on too, you know, when I'm baking a big roast or something. Then you got to use 2 tablespoons of all-purpose flour, 2 teaspoons of cornstarch, 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar, and 1 recipe all-purpose pie dough, or, you know, a frozen pastry
cheat. I'd buy the frozen one.
Well, you know, the frozen ones are really good. They really are.
Yeah.
And then the last thing you need is 1 egg lightly beaten. So the thing you're going to do is melt the butter, melt the 2 tablespoons of butter in a large saute pan. Of course, me, I'd use an iron skillet, you know, rather than a saute pan. And, you know, cook and stir occasionally. Meanwhile, you whisk together the spices, the salt, and 3/4 cup sugar, and sprinkle this over the pan, stirring and to combine it to that. Lower the heat and then cook till the apples have started to soften.
Okay.
That's 5 to 7 minutes usually. Sprinkle the flour and cornstarch over the apples and continue to cook, stirring occasionally another 3 to 5 minutes. Remove the pan from the heat, add cider vinegar, stir and scrape fruit mixture into a bowl and allow to cool completely.
Oh, there's a little secret there.
Now, what's your cider vinegar going to do, Cher, for that?
Make it tart.
Going to add a little bit of acid to it so it's not too terribly sweet, okay? And it also deglaze the pan.
Aha, there you go.
Now, they put a little hint in here, and they said spread the cooked mixture out on a flat, like a jelly roll pan, because it will cool quicker that way.
True, yeah.
Then you put a large baking sheet on the middle rack of your oven, preheat to 425. And remove 1 disc of dough from the refrigerator and roll it out until it's about 12 inches in diameter. Fit this into a 9-inch pie plate, trimming it to leave a half-inch overhang. Place this plate with the dough in the freezer. Roll out the remaining dough on a lightly floured surface until it's roughly 10 or 11 inches in diameter. Remove the pie crust from the freezer. Put the cool pie filling into it. Cover with the remaining dough. Press the edges together, you know, crimp them together.
Mm-hmm.
Trim off the excess. And then using a sharp knife, cut 3 or 4 vents into the top of the crust.
Mm-hmm.
Lightly brush the top of the pie with egg wash and sprinkle with the remaining tablespoon of sugar on top of the crust.
Oh.
So that'll give you a really beautiful, crispy, crunchy crust.
Yeah.
Now, place pie in the oven, bake on a hot baking sheet for 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Then reduce the temperature to 375 and cook until the interior is bubbling, the crust is golden brown, 30 to 40 minutes more. Remove and enjoy.
And have that ice cream to go with it.
Cinnamon ice cream.
Yes, yes, delicious, delicious. Well, thanks so much for being in here today, Greg. We're so glad to have you. And thanks for tuning in to Ask the Designer. We'll see you next week.
That's it for this week's edition of Ask the Designer with Greg Risley here on 97.7 FM WAOV. If you'd like more information, go to Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 102 North 4th Street in downtown Vincennes, or call Greg at 812-886-4444 and Ask the Designer.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump calling the devastation from Hurricane Michael incredible. The president toured areas of the Florida panhandle hit by last week's hurricane by helicopter and will also view damage in Georgia.
To see this personally, it's very tough. Very, very tough.
The president met with volunteers and victims of the storm, praising first responders. At least 19 deaths in 5 states have been blamed on the hurricane. President Trump wants to use military bases and other federal facilities as staging areas for coal and natural gas shipments to Asia, citing national security.
A former naval air base in Alaska is under consideration. Other